group chat. Are we able to set up a trap?
Survival.
Okay, what kind of trap are you doing?
Session like, 4, part 2.
Is it like a trap that session goes, that three. Hooks around their feet and drags them up in the air? Is it that kind of trap?
Yeah, that would like immobilize.
Can I throw my rope to them to use? Because I still have like a full length rope.
If we do that,
right now they're not moving. They're just kind of looking back.
Okay, well let's set up that trap.
Wait, start making noise.
I stay next to the door, keeping an eye.
I got an idea.
Okay, so what kind of trap are you doing?
I don't know what you would call it. I guess a snare kind of situation.
Snare,
where it pulls them up.
Yeah.
So, where are you attaching them?
That's a good question.
I guess
buildings.
If is there like
is there a, like a lamppost at the top of it?
Anything like that? Okay. Oh, you got the. Which one of you guys bought the things that like fucking?
I did.
That would make a lot of noise though.
How are you gonna get up there?
What?
Dude, but that's gonna bring them to you. So you'll have the trap ready by the time they get there.
But this trap only will work if there's only one guard coming.
We could just equip, like set up your crossbow to like fire as they walk in.
That's what I'm saying.
Ankle's gone.
I just step back a little bit, aim my crossbow at the
how
door.
How thick is the metal on the warehouse?
It's like sheet metal, I guess.
Sheet metal? If I run hard enough, can I go through it? If I hold my axe in front, my axe is only on one side of the
Ethan's like,
two sides.
I'll look for them, and then just headbutts the sheet metal.
He's looking through.
It's up to you.
Okay.
So, I mean, does it have like two blades or is it just one? Two blades or one?
It's up to you.
Right, so it's a
great axe. Can we make a bear trap?
I was just going to run through the sheet metal and just like beat
them. At this point,
one
of them starts walking towards the door.
Oh, shit.
Get the trap!
Can I rush through the metal?
Crossbow trap.
No. Don't rush through. Don't fucking do anything. I step back from the door around 10 feet.
Okay.
And I aim my crossbow right at the slit of the door, waiting for...
That'll be a disadvantage because you're aiming through a crack.
Dude.
Well, I'm not waiting for him to just walk up to the crack.
Let's lay a rope down, and when they step in it, they just pull it, like... You have one on each side so that they step in it, just
Noah's
pull.
Noah's attractive,
so
right?
So, you're gonna like
we just have Noah.
Yeah. I'll have a rope.
I'll have a rope.
We hide.
Wait, Noah's a changeling.
No, listen. We hide.
Don't you just
and we have Noah at the door.
You haven't seen one yet, though.
They're walking to the... Oh,
you can
run real quick. Listen. We hide. We have Noah stand at the door. When a guard or a thug comes to the door, we just have Noah like, oh, I'm lost. Can a big man like you show me around or something like
or
that?
Or he could just like peek in, get a look at him, turn into one of them, and just walk in.
And then when Noah brings the guard outside, I can sneak up behind it and kill him.
Okay.
Alrighty.
So what are you doing? You gonna peer in and look?
No, I'm not gonna peer in and look. We know they're coming, so I'm not gonna
one
look.
One of them is
they
coming.
Can see
it's
me
through
fucking...
It's through a slit, though.
So,
now, I will say with the stealth that you gain, you can, like, look in real quick. Really when it's
okay, I say...
Their passive perception is 10.
Okay.
Oh, redoned. Bit better than Nathan, but...
Okay. No, I'm not gonna do that, because it may just have been the three of them. You guys set up that rope trap. Get ready to pull it.
So you're gonna lay, like a rope across the
ground? No, we can have, like... two circle ropes and you just grab their legs so they're not it's not gonna like it's gonna pull and it's gonna be stuck around their legs.
I'm just imagine a guy walks
around
puts each leg in different way
and we're just clobbering the two.
Daniel, it'd be like Bone Tomahawk where that guy got picked up
and
split him clean in half.
Oh, dude.
We need to do a trap where you guys, like, tie a rope around my waist, you three stand on top of a building and hold me and just, like,
and
drop me on people. Just drop
around.
Me.
Okay, we're discussing this damn trap too much.
So at this point, the door opens.
Oh, shit! We had already set the trap, I swear to God.
We don't have time to do.
Okay, well, let's fucking hide real quick.
So, go ahead and make a...
I'm still standing out in the open.
Are you not
going to make a dog shit? I'm rolling dog shit off my foot.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna do
hear
that.
Hear the door open.
Right. I'm gonna hide. Noah's doing the distraction.
Okay. How far away am I from
hide.
The? How far?
So,
dude, I have low stealth. I'm scraping dog shit off my foot. How far away am I from the door? How far away am I from
Daniel's
the door?
Fucked.
From the guy.
I'm 30 feet.
30
okay,
feet. Is the guy out where I can see him clearly?
Not yet. All right, the door is starting to open.
Look at that.
15. If you are hiding, make a stealth check.
There's no point in me trying to hide.
Red.
I'll just throw one here at him. I have 20 to 60.
Take it.
If you, hang on.
Take the fucking ice.
It's in advantage range.
If you throw that fucking hammer and it makes the loudest fucking noise,
it's just
going to
hit him.
It alerts the other guards.
I have a good chance of actually hitting him. And when he
do
actually
you?
Comes
no,
out,
can you grab me now?
And it's within the
you
20 to 60.
I relies on this.
I know. Well, I'm gonna. I'll be fine.
This isn't a peach. This is a nectarine.
Oh, and I have as long as he's within 20 to 60 feet, I'm within good. I'm not at a disadvantage.
So what are you doing?
Should we do?
Daniel's hiding.
No.
Do you hear Ethan's way? Do I? Okay. I'm debating.
Jump in the ditch!
Is there a ditch near me? What's around me?
The look on Noah's face.
No, you're doing what you're doing right now. If you're hiding, like, this is like a split second decision because he's opening the door.
Jump in the ditch, dude! Is there a ditch around me? Yes! Give me the dice!
I rolled an 18. I'm fucking hitting.
Alright. I got a 2!
Okay, so what did you roll?
I'm spotted!
15. That's okay. So,
I had a better chance of trying to kill him than I did rolling for stealth.
Okay, since they're about to hide, I'm gonna pull the damsel in distress.
Okay,
please.
So this is what
happened.
That was like pulled off.
He's now like, you're gonna have to try to get him to look away from you.
Yeah, I rolled a natural one.
Okay, so this is what happened. The door opens. And Rhett, you guys just blend into the shadows. Like you hide like on the side of the wall and whatnot.
Naga.
Using the door open, you're like, oh shit, should I throw my hammer at him or hide? Split second decision, you're like, I'm a hide. You turn around and you jump into the ocean. And as you jump in, there's a big splash and the door opens. You just hear the dog just sees the water go.
Yeah, I guess it was a whale.
He looks at his side and just sees Rue. It's like,
no,
what are you doing?
Oh, sir.
Dick me down.
I've lost.
I've hurt my ankle.
I fell down, sir. This dog shit. I didn't see it. I fell. Oh, can you please help me? Oh.
Did you just wipe dog shit on me?
Make a deception check with disadvantage because of Ethan.
God damn it, Ethan.
Dude, it was a roll. I had no power. I had a better.
That's what happens again.
Yeah.
Make a deception.
Yeah, make a deception with disadvantage.
I did have a better chance of trying to throw a damn hammer at him than I did of hiding.
Oh, shit.
Can I jump out of the water like Aquaman or some shit and hit him with an axe?
We're doing this. That's what is it? Six in total? He's just like...
I'm really...
Can you help me, sir?
Dylan, if I was to jump out of the water and try to do that, would that be an athletics or acrobatic check if I tried jumping out of the water and hitting him?
How are you coming out of the water?
Just
are
like
you pulling yourself up, or are you gonna like try
like
a long swim?
Like Aquaman coming up out of there.
Hold on. So he's gonna grab your wrist and be like, "You're gonna come with me," and he starts dragging you.
Hold on.
I got
and
this.
And he's gonna start dragging you back to the warehouse. Make an acrobatics check.
No one's gonna get ready.
No. Can I just put my hand up and like try to pull myself up?
That'd be an athletics check.
Alright, I'll do that.
I have a plus five. You're doing Ethan next.
Yeah, so.
No, leave him. Let no one do it.
Well, I'm putting my hand up there and I'm pulling myself out of there. Okay. It's in athletics. I have a plus five.
Okay.
Let no one do it.
15.
Okay, so yeah, like you pull yourself up. As you pull yourself up, you know, all the water's like going back into the ocean and whatnot. And as he's about to go back through the door with Noah, like, in hand, he turns around and is like, the fuck?
Can I throw Mjolnir at him?
Like
I
want to
throw
out of water.
Fucking Mjolnir.
What are you doing?
Alright. How far away is he from me?
Right now, about like 40 feet.
I want to throw Mjolnir at him. He's within 26 feet.
No, fuck off.
He's got Noah.
No.
Is he dragging pulling you by the hand?
Noah has a plan. Leave it alone.
He has.
Do you have a plan? Wrist? Okay, I thought you had...
Dude, I could send three of them and be like, oh, what the fuck? Kill me.
So, my best bet is to try to, like, not kill
Here's
you.
Here's my fucking plan, alright? He doesn't see me. I'll just try to shoot him with my crossbow. I will have a slight disadvantage, but I do have a +2 to any attack roll.
Dude, I could just use my rage. +2 damage when attacking, an advantage on strength checks and save throws.
+2 proficiency and +5 dexterity. Where's I do have Bess? A disadvantage, but I get.
She's no longer with us.
No, Bess is still with you. I forgot.
Okay, Dylan, if I use rage, if I use rage, could I attack, or is that my action? Using rage, does that count as my action? Because it doesn't say
rage,
on here.
Rage
it says a bonus action.
Rage is a bonus action. Right now, you're not in combat.
We're not in combat.
I know. Right. Well, if I use rage, I could just throw that fucking hammer at him and obliterate his existence.
If you rage first, initiative will go wrong.
I think Rhett should go with this sneak attack.
Alright. We could...
So I'm a sneak attack.
It would be nice to have someone still hidden,
so
though.
You'll have advantage.
I'm hidden.
I'll have advantage.
Okay, I thought you came out.
You'll have advantage. Okay. Well, actually...
Both.
Because how far away are you?
You said you were at a disadvantage.
In the shadow.
Okay, so
and
yeah,
if there's no neighbor,
you're good.
I'm good.
So yeah, it'll be advantage if you're gonna shoot him. At, he's at the door looking at.
Well, I'm trying to shoot him in the head. He's at the door. He grabbed.
Okay.
You're gonna miss
he's
him.
He's about
like,
to go back to the door, holding Noah.
You're about
so
to send an arrow to Noah's ear.
So go ahead and roll a hit.
You don't have 15.
15 plus 2.
Well,
that's 17.
Roll again to see if you get a crit. Okay.
10.
So 15 plus a 2 from your archery. Plus proficiency,
so that's
plus 4.
So
plus
that's
your dex.
18 right there.
So, plus
this
dex.
Is like a 20 fucking 3.
Oh my fucking
well, God. It's 15 plus 4, which is 19.
19.
Plus 5.
That's a 24.
Yeah.
Okay, so you pierce his skull.
Broke his neck.
So go ahead and roll damage.
So, it was a...
Dude, I just like came out of the water like Aquaman.
It's a D6 piercing. So it's going to be D6 plus your dexterity, which is plus 5.
Fight the shit out of
your
fingers.
That was
9.
4
plus
5.
Shit.
9 damage.
Okay.
He's not dead. It hurt him, though.
It's probably not dead.
Well, I can still attack. Because all you're doing is just pulling a trigger.
But when he gets shot, he'll know with it. When he gets shot, it leaves Noah up for an attack that could kill him.
That is, yeah.
With a blade?
That's what I was thinking of, actually.
I'm gonna say for story purposes, just as you guys were entering Vesper's site, I'm gonna go ahead and go to bed and went to the tavern. And as you guys were, she ran off, and when you guys had like a nice little discussion with the guard, and as you guys were leaving, you saw this.
Okay.
Just to make it easy.
She's getting piped.
Maybe.
All right. Damn.
But so yeah, so you do 9 damage.
Mom just told me to check the mail, and I'm like, I'm not at home.
She's like,
well, she called me earlier because I was grounded yesterday because I kind of got into it at the doctor's office.
Yeah, what happened at the doctor's office?
Don't I have a planner's wart that's on my foot that's attached to my nerve, and this doctor was like, all right, I'm going to give you a shot. And I was like, okay, it's on my foot, and I was like, it's going to be the side. No, she put the needle right down the middle of that, so that needle hit the nerve on my foot.
Ooh.
I was so pissed because I after she took it out, I just like took my foot out of her hands, put my sock on, put my boot on, and I was about to walk out. Like I was done, and then I proceeded to get chewed out.
He goes, Noah.
That's basically what I did. She pulled the needle out of my foot. I was like, nope. I sat up, put my stuff on. I'm like, I'm leaving.
Your mom's like, sit the fuck down. You're up.
I looked at her and said no. I was like, give me the keys. It's like, you can sit here. Dad can come pick you up. I'm leaving.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
I ended up having to sit back down because mom threw.
No, where'd you go?
What? That place where Bree's aunt or mom works.
Mom.
On the way up here.
So anyways, so you do 9 points of damage.
Calculator. Oh, hell no. He's about to look at Noah and goes, breaks his neck. How about?
I still have an opportunity to go, hey, Faggy, hey, hey. Well, I was gonna say something else, but it's not right to say.
So as he's about to go in, looks at Onaga, is like, the fuck? Onaga, all you see, like out of nowhere, just from the shadows, you see an arrow, just like
in his neck,
into it, like
he just breaks it
off his side, and he's just like, oh fuck!
Nice fucking
everyone,
aim.
Noah, are you gonna attack or me?
Bro, I'm about to go.
I'm gonna see if I can.
With them side
hits plus dex, right?
Them
be like Noob from Mortal Kombat, just like.
Just. I was really hoping that could line Noah up for an attack with like a short sword or whatever you stabbed.
You're going last.
Yeah, I'm going last.
We don't add anything to this, right? It's just
dex.
True what we get. Okay, dex.
Dex.
Okay, okay.
I'm gonna use that.
you're last.
Hey, you're going last.
Okay. Noah, what'd you get?
I got a 14.
I got it.
Okay.
A 17.
So,
we're gonna trust Ethan to throw an axe.
I'm throwing a hammer, not my axe. I'd be at a big disadvantage.
Oh, that's even worse.
Root.
Well, I'm within advantage on my hammer.
No.
He's 30 feet away. I have to be within 20 to 60.
Legus.
4.
Wanaga?
17.
Vadim.
6.
What a natural 1. God damn.
I'll roll 4.
Yeah, I just go.
35.
Hey, goes.
Dude, my hands are so frosty, like you wouldn't even.
Frosty.
No, but. And the great big frosty dawn.
The entire side, they're like gone. The warehouse is my maximum range of my crossbow.
Perfect.
Damn, those are frosty.
I was waiting to go.
Daniel, take a sip of that. It tastes like NyQuil.
It's oh, great. Hell no, dude.
That is pure grape. Yeah, no, you just do that. You grab it, just rip it off.
Okay.
Hey, got your penis.
Got your penis.
Okay.
Are you spending the night, Noah?
No. Okay.
Thank
so,
you.
Pussy Onaga, you're first after seeing this bolt. Just go into his ribcage, and he lets out a scream.
Is he still
now
holding on to?
No, at that point he lets go.
I want to throw my hammer at his face.
Yeah, you're about 40 feet away.
40? Okay. Yeah, I'm good.
Actually, no, because
I'm within
20.
I'm
about 60 feet away.
Oh, perfect. I'm still good.
So you're gonna throw
Mjolnir?
I mean
80.
What?
So you're gonna throw Mjolnir?
Yeah.
Okay. How are you gonna get back?
20 to 60, and he's at 60, so I'm good, right?
Yeah. Hell no.
11 plus. Wait, what am I adding to that? Would it be
plus
my strength?
Efficiency plus your strength.
2 plus strength.
Unless 2. Wait, 2. 2 plus 11. That's 13 plus 16.
That hits.
All right.
No, you roll something different for damage.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Hey, Zach, like a
D6. Yeah, 16 damage.
Oh, wait a minute.
Is it
D4?
Is it? Huh? Okay.
That's a D6.
Here's the
D4. Is it a D4? Or is it a D6?
Yeah, 1 D4 bludgeoning. 2.
2? Plus your strength?
5. How much health do they have? We can't ask that, can we?
We're about to find out if you guys.
9 plus 5 so far, that's what? 14? Yeah.
That's a lot of damage.
Can you not look at my...
Well, Dylan, maybe it would help if you didn't have your shit, like, right out in the open view.
Fix it, Dungeon Master! No.
Don't worry. So, I'll go ahead and say this. Next session, next week, you won't be there, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to be here next week.
Don't worry. I'm going to plan to do a one-shot with you three, if that's okay with
you.
A one-shot. It's a one-session story thing. With different characters.
Backstory.
No, it's just
that wouldn't be
different,
bad. Just
different characters, new setting. It's just
what the hell?
A game that lasts one session. It's called One Shot.
Okay.
That actually don't sound bad for
him.
We
could
have
a backstory.
If you guys want to do that. Sorry.
Nah, because I didn't meet him until after the vote. So.
I'm good with that.
No?
Because you don't got to get real in-depth with the characters.
So anyway, so... Saturday, I place an order for dice and a DM screen. Dice comes on Friday, DM screen comes on Saturday. Each one of you will get your own set of dice.
I don't leave till Sunday. I leave this upcoming Sunday. Is that your stuff coming in this Saturday?
This Friday. Two days from now. Dice is coming in. But I just want to let you guys know, I got dice sets for everyone.
Okay.
So everyone gets their own dice set. I'll let you guys choose.
Nutty.
Mm-hmm. And then I also got a DM screen for myself.
Did you get me a gay pride colored one? If I don't get rainbow, I'm pissed.
If I don't get rainbow, you're gay.
Yeah, if there's not a dildo on each corner of the dice, I'm going to be thoroughly pissed.
I tried to do it where I got the stuff before today, but...
What?
So yeah, anyways. So yeah.
Dude.
Onaga. Dude. As you come out of the water, you swing up and you see this arrow flying to his ribcage. You're like, I have shit. Shit's flinging off and you throw the fucking...
Daniel, the boogaloo's kicking off. Throw Mjolnir at him.
You throw Mjolnir at him and it just hits him in the chest and he goes,
He starts throwing up blood.
It falls into the ground in front of him.
Dude, wouldn't that do something like in there because he had already had an arrow?
Yeah, would that not like? Would the arrow not like puncture a lung with the force of a hammer hitting him in the chest?
No.
Is there an injury table for that?
I would think you'd have like. that's like internal bleeding right there.
Yeah.
You got a bonus action or movement?
Hey, start sprinting at him.
Yeah, I want to sprint at him as far as I can.
So you can
be, like, bonus action punch him in the face, too?
Yeah, can I Superman punch him in the face, jump 30 feet?
You can move 30 feet towards him, and you'll be 30 feet away from him.
Hey, run 30 feet. Oh, my God. He just, like,
you want to do bonus action?
Nah,
gee. Throw the grog barrel.
I'd pull the grog barrel off my back.
Next is Brew. So... Yeah,
you're right.
As you're about to
cut
him,
dude.
I know you grab my hammer.
You know, he just gets pelted, and like now you're right beside him.
Okay, grab the hammer, hit him. The face,
yeah, you could grab that hammer and just uppercut him with it.
Nah, dude. I got my quarter staff. Just go. Just gonna hit him with the quarter staff.
Okay. So go ahead and roll the hit.
Easy peasy, fellas. Fuck. 11.
11 hits.
Holy crap!
Barely.
Okay.
So I guess it's probably 10.
I guess it's 10. Okay.
Or 11.
Watch me roll. Watch me roll.
No, if it was 11, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't hit. All
right.
I think it would hit if it was right.
No,
on.
If it's your armor class, exactly, you hit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So go ahead and roll damage.
No, let's. Dude, hit the arrow into his chest. Like it does not even more.
Just take the hammer and drop the arrow like a nail into him.
Holy crap, this man gotta be dead now.
He said fairly weak, and we've nailed 14 damage, and he's still going,
Yeah,
this dude's not dead, but I'm pretty sure he wishes he was. All this damage we've done to him
I'm also
just now.
I'm also gonna use a bonus action to punch him.
Okay.
As well.
Nah, pimp smack him.
No, I misses. He goes, smacks him in the face, and I was like, ow.
Yeah.
That, I imagine the other guards at the end of the warehouse, like,
okay.
The fuck's
so,
up?
Oh, I thought that was a 10, not a 2.
Hit him with your quarterstaff on the side. And like he's just like ah, and just right before you go for the punch, he like leans down in pain.
You're and
gonna
you
punch him in the face.
You go,
and he leans down because of the pain. And you hit the air and like oh shit.
And you go,
I don't do that. He just puts his hands in his pockets. I didn't do that shit. This one.
Next are the thugs' turn. So
thugs or thug?
Thugs.
Dude, and while this
they all happens, run
I'm
up.
Fiddling with my thumbs like
yeah, they're all the way at the end.
I look up and I see.
Yeah,
they
never ran up on us.
Dude, I'm still, like, in the bushes, so, like, what are you doing?
Oh, you can get a sneak attack on the other ones, because they don't know you're there.
Yeah.
I'm going to just stay.
So another.
You can pull a little Sam Fisher and just pull out, like, a little pistol.
Lightning blast.
Okay, so the other thug.
Kill Noah.
He's just going to be like, oh, fuck.
That's a possible one to make.
And he's going to...
I really should rename
like,
my
because the whole thing is like sheet metal. You think I could, like...
So,
like,
he's going to look at...
I could run through, clean through it, but...
Fucking bitch!
I'm gonna
gonna
impose disadvantage on him. That reveals my shape shifting, but I impose disadvantage on him.
Okay, so
I don't think
first
it matters
attack,
at this point.
No, it turns into a big old Tepat Italian.
Is that also disadvantage for a second one?
No, no, it turns into him, and he's like.
Says make disadvantage
on the little beach.
So maybe it's just the one attack.
Okay, so on the first one, he has disadvantage. As you see how he's about to hit you, and he's just like.
Woo, shit. No, it turns into him, though.
No. He's just like, what the fuck? So, fuck, that's my B.
Oh, yeah, good luck, buddy.
So, 2.
Sorry, Noah.
I'm glad I did the disadvantage.
Does a 6 hit?
No.
Hell
okay.
No.
That guy goes,
he comes in with his mace. And he tries to hit you, and you're just, like, shape-shifting all around. He's like, what the fuck?
It just phases
no, you go.
And then,
you.
Now the second one,
the
you won't have disadvantage. Nat 20.
Shit.
Dude, what the
fuck? He catches knowing.
That's the one I should have done the disadvantage on.
Oh, well. Wait, is there multiple already? There?
No, he got two attacks.
He hits two attacks.
Oh, I was like, wait a minute.
This is gonna fucking suck.
No, the other one's tried running out, but they're 30 feet away at the moment.
The enemies are 30 feet away?
Dude, yeah, the rest of
close the door, put another lock on it.
So,
how much does
yeah, leave them in there with the guy we're trying to save.
No,
you... Max damage of 14.
Rhett,
what's your health?
Dude.
That's the most damage one can do.
Rhett.
In one attack.
You put a, one of them climbing, like, things
the
into the
sticks.
Lock
so,
thing.
And the first one misses, and because he gets thrown off with a shape shifting. But then, like, as he goes in for the second attack, he's like, okay.
And he gets lucky and nails uppercuts
the race.
Oh, God. No one goes, fucking die.
His jaw just dis.
Levine, what are you doing? And now he knows you're there, though. Like, where you're hiding.
Alright, well, I'm still within range. I'm just gonna shoot him again.
Okay.
He goes.
That's a fucking
so, dude. Double the dice.
You double broke his neck.
Yeah, just the dice. So,
like
go ahead.
D6 or?
Yeah, well, is it a D6?
Nah, dude, it's a D20.
So. Yeah, it's a D6.
Okay,
so
go ahead
roll twice.
So go ahead and roll the D6. D6. God damn it,
Brett. Just roll it.
So you double the 4, so it becomes 8 plus your dex.
13.
Shit. He has to be dead.
Holy
shit. Shit, him in the neck. So, dude. Yeah. As he's just manhandling Rue. You're just like, shit, gotta save her. And you shoot your second bolt, and it goes straight through his neck. And he's like, and he falls over dead.
I need to grab him.
Before the other guys,
can I retrieve my bolts?
No, hold on. Before the other guys get there, stick one of the climbing things into the.
There's a guy there we gotta save.
What?
There's no guy.
There's no guy we have to
were
save.
Were they not look?
No, they were looking that way.
No, they looking through. Hey, when you close the doors, do they do this, like right over each other, like? A normal door. So if you had a lock.
Think
it,
of it like it's two big doors, and the door was like slightly cracked like that. Like they open up like that.
Does it have a latch on it?
And right, latch is broken. They broke it.
They broke it.
But right,
it.
Now
I
the
buy
doors
a
open
machine
like this.
Weld it shut.
Dude, I'd close it. Have Ethan like stand on it. Like,
put me on the other side.
So Vadim, what are you doing? Yeah, you still have your bonus action and movement. You can move up to the door. With Rue. Like, Rue, you turn around and you see two of them just bolting down to your house.
Can I move?
Can
no,
I get
it's
out?
Not your turn anymore.
You run and slide at them, knock their feet out.
I put no one in.
So I can't retrieve my bolts till after the fight, right?
I mean,
you still got three.
You can
so
run
can
up
use
to
my
the body.
Bonus action to...
You, yeah, I'll say you can use your movement to run up to them and then use a bonus action to pull the two bolts out of them.
Alright, that's what I'm doing.
Okay. So you run up, you pull the bolts out of them, and you look over, and you're just like, you see two of them just like, like running down, and simultaneously they're just like, freeze!
Wait,
everybody clap your hands!
Not be gone.
What if they're fucking guys?
Oh, yeah, we didn't think about that.
Can we inspect a body? Like,
no, we're just gonna throw the bodies into the ocean. It's okay.
Okay. So,
I mean, he even said they were thugs.
Please, so you're around where Rhett was, so you're 30 feet away from the door. You can't look into the warehouse right now.
Y'all remind me to collect their heads, because that was one of my things I was going to do for like my intimidation.
Are you
just have heads in
barrels?
Yeah, it'd be like for my intimidation, I just take the barrel off and just dump out a thing of heads.
Remember, you have options. You can attempt to knock them unconscious and then like...
Oh yeah, then cut
the
head off.
The guards, or you can hack their bodies.
We just straight up murked one of them.
The piece is no longer an option.
Look at this one.
We could. Yeah. Hey, let's actually try knocking them out. There might be a reward.
I could put something like I'll wait like in front of the door, so it scares them as they come
the
out.
What?
A big old 10-foot creature, because it can only be 10 foot, like
this
10 foot tall and wide, if your choice.
As the arrow went through his neck, one of his eyes just pop up.
But we don't know. Are they afraid of?
I want to take it and replace one of mine with his.
Yeah, maybe you could do like. A bunch of guards.
That's very
nice. Like, maybe like you look at it like, you know,
like how I am.
Dude, I don't like
shit.
Teeth.
You know. All right, or something. Like
I think
that.
I could do that and something else. As well.
I was thinking about putting you in invisible, to be honest. That would actually be nice because I'm right at the door. So if they see me, they're probably gonna attack me first. All right, Dylan.
Well, Rex also went to the room with you.
I ain't doing shit for Rhett, dude. He's like full on.
I'm almost fucking dead.
So I think I'm gonna run up on Noah.
So you run up to the door. That's your movement. I mean, you can use your action to dash where it gives you another 30 feet, but I doubt you want to do that.
Yeah. I want to put Noah invisible.
Okay. So you run up to Noah, you put your hand on his shoulder, and you cast invisibility.
He just broke it.
And he turns invisible. So
yeah.
That's a second spell slot.
I also want to use Phantasmal Force.
Now,
the Fantastic Four.
Invisibility
was
a bonus action, right?
Dumb shit.
Was invisibility an action or bonus action?
No clue.
I think it's an action. Also, you can't use your, you can't cast a spell as an action and another spell as a bonus action. You can only
I can pick something else. I mean,
as these mans just run down the hallway, I can just lightning blast down the hallway.
Just,
they're both right next to each other. He could do damage to both of them.
They're beside each other, they're 5 feet apart.
Hey, are we going to kill them?
5 feet apart, get them, not gay.
Are we going to kill them or knock them out and turn them into the guards?
I mean, we could. Daniel could electrocute them. They'll be immobilized and we could just run up.
I mean, how far are they away from me?
Right now, 60 feet.
How far is y'all?
I don't think that's...
It's a 30 by breath. Or 5 by 30.
5 by 30, it's not long enough. They wouldn't even reach him.
It would only hit one.
Yeah, just turn invisible.
It only hit one. One more.
I could just try knocking one out with my hammer. Dashing,
like, away from the door. Get back, okay. Like, and turn you invisible and back dash. Like, get the fuck out of there.
You wouldn't be able to dash, because dashing is an action. Give you another thing to work.
Can he just say, I will walk away.
Can they play leapfrog backwards?
You go up, you can turn...
I've definitely turned no invisible.
Okay,
he almost dead.
Turns into invisible. Yeah.
I should do that with an enemy. Be like, I'll let you live if we play a good game of leapfrog.
For 1 hour.
if he wants, he can just turn it off himself.
No, I can always just... I'll watch you guys fight it out.
Okay.
No, it's like in the back with the little cup.
Back to the top. Oh, Naga.
If they're still running to us, we have time. You may have time to get there.
When I pick up my hammer, is that a bonus action or is that my action?
I'd say that's a bonus action, pick up your hammer. Right now, you're 30 feet away.
Right
so
up there, pick up your hammer.
You're 60 feet away.
You'd have to use your movement.
Because you're on the other side of the street.
Shit.
You can dash.
I'm trying to think of what
you
I could.
You can dash to get up to the warehouse. Dashing is an action, but you get another 30 feet away.
So I would do that and
pick
up your hammer.
I want to dash and grab my hammer.
Okay, so you dash up to the front of the warehouse and pick up your hammer.
So as whenever they just run up, I do want to try to knock them out. Because if we turn them into the guard... I know, but we need to try to knock them out instead of killing them.
Or at least one of them.
I want to try to go for both. They might go for a pretty penny. We could sell them into slavery.
When I go to attack...
That might be a thing around here. You never know.
I just realized what the fuck you just said.
It is.
I have a question. Yes. When I go to attack, can I target a specific body part?
Not really.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if you say like,
good. Obviously, you were aiming for the head, but you hit his side. So
shaky.
He's got a hand tremor.
I'm gonna hit him in the head. You know, bolt goes through his head, but he still has health left, and it's just like.
Well, I was gonna try to hit him in the leg.
It missed his brain.
You can do that. You can like say, "I aim for his leg." And you hit him in the leg, and it's just
That's not. Is that salsa or pasta sauce?
It's ragu.
It's salsa.
I couldn't see if that was.
I'll show you ragu.
I didn't know if that was pasta sauce or salsa. All
right. When we finish the first chapter, do you want to take a break so I can go get some pizzas?
Oh,
what the hell's wrong with you?
It's that bottom of my foot. I fucking
stepped
right on it.
I'll wait.
Are you picking up pizzas, right?
Yeah, after
get the thin crust, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna get two thin crusts and two regular pepperonis.
Okay.
Bro,
so,
you know how much that is?
Rude, what are you doing?
Okay, so.
I have extra dough.
Alright, you go pay. Okay. Alright,
they're
with the $20
still,
plus
they're
the charge.
Yeah.
Have they gotten any closer?
No.
Since.
They're still closer.
Okay. I'm invisible.
You are invisible?
Well, shit.
I'm on that.
You can
game.
Dash up to them, meet them halfway, and they wouldn't know.
No, if you attack, your invisibility goes away.
You don't have
so I guess you just heal yourself.
I'm just gonna take I'm gonna take a whatever it is to use one of my health potions that I'm
carrying. Okay, so you have an health potion.
Daniel,
so
I
believe.
Are you holding on to the group health potions?
I am. He is.
Okay.
I'm the bank.
He's the treasurer.
I'm the bank.
I didn't know if you held like the group stuff, like health potions too. Because
holding group food as well.
Okay. Wait, I thought I was in my barrel.
No, that shit's rotten.
It's heads
rotten.
And fucking...
I don't have heads in my barrel.
So
I don't have
raw meat, which is fucking rotten.
No, we cooked all of our raw meat in the last session.
No,
we did. Did we not?
We only cooked up about half that cow.
I thought Noah cooked up the last of all of our meat.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
I thought that's what happened.
Okay, so it's going to be... You gain 10 health back.
10 health? Okay.
You got really lucky. I rolled two fours.
Oh, I'll put you invisible, so don't mess it up.
I walked into the gas station and Daisy Dukes some boots, dude. This lady was talking.
So that was your action? Like,
okay.
Yeah. Like, you wearing the same
thing? I thought you were wearing leopard print
so
underwear under those.
Thug's turn! Hey, so, gets back up!
What the? He's dead.
Dude, so we're gonna dash again, and they're gonna run up onto you guys. But
the door.
Yeah, they're gonna run up on the door. They can't do anything, though, because they use their action.
Oh, dude, imagine Ethan comes in and just chop one's head off.
So, now...
You throw me a scythe and I just take it.
Dude, I was pretty sure I tied ropes to my scythe.
Yeah, you could just, like, throw one of them at me, like, cut it off and throw it back, and just swing
dude,
it around, just like...
Like, my sickles, I'm pretty sure I asked you if I could tie ropes to my sickles to swing them. And
you
said something about... Probably.
I don't remember.
Dude.
I think he did.
I said something about it last time.
Well, let's not talk
about
it.
We'll talk about it later, but...
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Talk about
right
it later,
now.
DM, because that sounds cool.
Cool fact. So,
what
are you doing? They're right up on top of you guys now.
Savage points.
So, are we knocking them out, or are we killing
them?
Kill them.
We already killed one. Why not kill
the rest? If we knock them out, we might be able to turn
them in for money. But we can still get a reward, even if they are dead.
Yeah, just kill them.
All right, let's mark them. Let's do it.
So since they're right on top of us, I will attack with a short sword.
I mean, they're attacking
okay.
us.
Well,
he
only because
it.
We went,
oh,
so
shit! we, you, went,
it's a we're
go
a group. We got to take the blame as a group. Except for that thing with the captain, that was all me.
Oh, right.
I own that.
Oh, right.
What's
at,
the
at?
Position?
Can I save him?
So that's 5, 6, 7, 8 in total.
Damn,
not
he
hit.
Still rolls a 1, dude. He gets an 8.
That's true.
It's fucking
Red's
ridiculous.
A fucking beast. Rangers are fucking overpowered.
Chose the right class.
Hey, dude, his ass gets hit and he...
Yeah, but I don't even have 20 health, so...
Yeah, it's a glass can.
Dude, I'm just standing there at the door like, what are we doing?
What happened?
So, yeah.
Dude, on the door, I'm gonna electrocute
you. Pull out,
oh, if they are.
You put
well,
up
I'm right
your,
at the door, too, so I take my
crossbow. You put it in your, like, fucking... What are those things called? On your side? Holster? Holster. You put
a
it in
quiver?
Your holster.
Or wait, for the
that's
arrow
for
or
the...
That's
the
for arrows!
I thought you were talking about for the bolts on my...
Well, he has cartridges now with bolts in.
Oh, even...
Magazine.
I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah,
I think you're
put,
manually
you
loading.
You put your hand crossbow in your holster and you pull out your short sword. And you go to swing, but like kind of bounces off his armor.
He hits the wall instead of him.
Anything else you want?
Who's going with Rhett to get beat?
What can I do with that
bonus
action?
Dude, I should have named my character He-Man.
He-Man.
I mean, I have the powers. I take a great sword and just.
Did you guys ever watch that show?
No.
He-Man and the Masters good. Of the Universe.
Hella good. Yes.
I did. I didn't like cartoons though.
He-Man
I believe is Hunter's
Mark is
bonus good. Action. Good.
Now She-Ra is not as good.
Is one of the guards different from each other, or are they all three basic thugs?
They're all three basic thugs.
They're like,
all right. This is a.
I'll use Hunter's
for you guys. This is an easy encounter.
I cut his head
okay,
off
I'll
and
use
wear
Hunter's
his face.
Even though Rhett's
right.
Rhett misses
so,
no.
As a bonus
dies.
Action, you use one of your three first level spell slots, and two or three. Which one do you want to do? Two or three.
I have Dylan reset the music because it's about to be done.
Two or three. What? Do you want to do it on Thug 2 or Thug 3?
Yeah, these are really
Which was the thug that popped?
You're just
you.
You
don't remember.
Now you would use that thing.
I'll just go with Thug 3.
Thug 3?
Okay. What's behind
the
door number 3?
Fall down.
Dude!
So, you do an extra d6 of damage. If he drops to 0 hit points before
and then it marks
ends,
the other one.
Yeah,
this is fucking
can,
great.
You can mark the other one. Okay.
You are marked.
You are marked for death, motherfucker.
Only you can do the d6 damage. But.
So I roll 2 d6 when
just
I attack.
One.
Just one.
Just one.
Okay, I was like 2 d6.
Okay.
That's like, what your repeater.
Yeah.
Let's
electrocute that.
In my head, it's much cooler than that. Don't fucking show me.
Let's electrocute.
What is it?
It's just a lever action.
Well,
that shoots
repeating crossbow is a real. I mean,
yeah.
I have them.
Let's electrocute it.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
I still like just the.
Yeah,
Dylan, I want to electrocute.
Electrocute? Alright.
They're 5 feet apart, so they're both to get hit.
No, just one.
Wait,
how?
Because it's a 5x30, right? And they're both up on top of you. 5 feet will only get one of them, and then it's 30 feet back.
If they're right on top of me, they are right.
You can move to the side. You can move to the side, but one of them will have an attack opportunity against them.
Yeah, dude, just use your Eldritch Blast, dude. That thing's fucking powerful.
You will have a disadvantage from Eldritch Blast because you're they're right on top.
You still have to, shit. Just use your second attack.
Who's up to... Wait, who's last? Were you last in the initiative?
No,
no.
He is.
Okay. I thought Daniel was ahead.
Don't be mad at that.
Let me check something.
I was like, I just got skippeted.
Skippeted.
Because I was just going to take my axe and try to cleave one of them's head off.
Look at this fucking thing.
Tactical cross.
That's what his looks like.
Dude, I'm going to use a thorn whip. Range of 30 feet, 1d6. If large or, large or small, gets pulled 10 feet closer.
So what do you do?
Thorn whip it in.
Thorn whip. Okay, so tell me what thorn whip does.
All right. It's a range of 30 feet.
Okay.
All right.
He's within
it's
that range.
1d6. If it's large or small, you get pulled 10 feet closer.
Okay, so it's large or smaller. So go ahead and roll to see if you hit. You pull out this magical tome that you were granted by your the council.
The council, yes.
The council.
Big
smoke.
You recite
came down
the words of this thorn whip. So you'll add your spell attack.
Huh?
Which is on the back of the first sheet. Spell attack, what is it?
Probably at the top.
Five.
Five, so you'll add five to this. So go ahead and roll.
Is that 9 or 6?
It's
14. You rolled a 9.
So, 14 hits. So, go ahead and do the damage.
It's 1d6. Can you hand me one though?
Yeah. Does he add anything to spells?
No, it's just straight damage.
6.
So, 6 damage as you whip him, and you pull him forward, but he's already on top of you, so, that's kind of hard.
Oh! It wasn't on top of
he
me.
Just,
yeah, he's not on top of you, but he's, 5 feet away from you, so you just whip him and, with your thorn whip, you can't pull him any closer.
Yeah, that's fine. I just haven't heard him.
Okay.
I'm
gonna
go with
this.
I'm gonna run up.
No, next time I'm gonna run the dual six.
So, that was. How much damage was that again?
6.
Yeah, you can use my helicopter blades and just sit there and spin them.
General Grievous.
I can just.
Treat him like a yo yo, like them people in elementary school when they came just.
Walk the dog, and it runs up and just.
Okay. It's not your turn.
Just idle swaying.
All right, so I'm right at the door, right?
Yeah.
They're right there too, as well.
And then
I want to swing my great exit. Which one? Where's Thug 2 and 3 at?
They're right beside each other.
Well, I know that, but is 3 to my right or is 2 to my right?
Nuts off him.
Which one is almost directly in front of me?
I'd say Thug 3.
That's when
I'm attacking.
Right?
This thing that I marked.
I want to spear.
Is that the one I hit, or did I hit number 2?
You hit number 2.
How far away are they from me, Dylan?
Well,
How far away are they away from me, feet wise?
They're 5 feet in front of you. They're right. They're,
I want to lunge.
Like
at
if
them.
You're right here, they're right there.
I want to lunge at them. Try to
So you're gonna try and grapple.
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead and make a strength check.
I just run up and drop.
Just a strength check.
You grab him.
He's manhandling
him.
You kind of put your arms underneath his and pull him back.
Now he goes,
oh fuck!
I'll just put
him around
and
put him in
and knocking him on the ground.
DDT him.
I said, are you grappling him? And you said,
well, I thought that's what you meant.
Grappling and pushing him to the ground are two completely different things.
Yes. I wanted to spear him. Run
said,
and just boom.
You said you're gonna go up and try and grab him. So I was like, so
okay.
You're grappling him. And you're like, yes.
All right, I just want to prove up.
It's too late.
He's grabbing.
Your action was to grapple him, and now he's grappled.
All right, I'm holding.
He can't attack you if he's
yeah.
Can I use a bonus action to turn?
You guys will have advantage.
Can I use a bonus action to turn around where his back is facing them?
I'm invisible, Seth.
Yeah, or wait, yeah.
Okay. You guys can.
No.
I'm doing a bonus action to turn around, so y'all are facing him now instead of me.
That would be your movement.
Would it be?
Yeah. Because you're moving.
Well, I was just turning. Rotate. Would that be enough? Okay.
Oh, my
own.
You can use your bonus action. Do you have it? You can rage.
I can just rage him, bear hug him, just
dude, crush him.
Bear
hug. Do you want to rage?
No.
I mean,
what? You won't do damage to him, but you can
rage. Oh, no, no. Well, that would be pretty cool. No.
I'm sorry.
Can I put my grog barrel over his
head? No.
Damn it. I was going to do that and have one of y'all just...
Because, like, you're grappling him. The grog barrel's on your back. You're like, to get it.
No, I
gotta let go of him.
And just one end.
Anyways, yeah. Okay. So is that all you're doing?
Yep.
Okay. Rue, your turn. So, you see Onaga grapple one of them, and he's holding him, and the other one just got hit by, got whipped by Daniel's thorny.
He got whipped like long. Danny DeVito's little children.
Yeah.
Dong.
Yeah.
So, since I'm invisible, if I attack someone, I'm going to have...
Yeah, you'll have advantage.
And it's a critical, right, too, since I'm invisible. It's just advantage. Well, I'm going to attack the other guy, then.
The one that's grappling?
What the hell?
Okay, how would you not...
Because I have
advantage.
If I
anyways.
Attack, I would be wasting my invisibility.
Okay.
Well, y'all have advantage over the guy I have holding.
Who has easy die?
My bad, G.
No, do it.
All right, let's try to get this in.
I have advantage.
We got 14 minutes to wrap up a fight.
Thank God, Noah.
So, go ahead and roll damage.
Yes.
We got 14 minutes. Let's try to wrap it up before I have to make a new recording.
What's your dex? Three.
I think we'll be able to find three. Where is it? Yeah, three.
What do you think?
So, 6 damage to the guy. Just like, he's just sitting there after he got whipped, and he's just like, ah! And then, out of nowhere, you just pop into existence, and he's just like, pop! And you just fucking
he
hit
shits
him
himself
with
like the guard did.
And he's like, what the fuck?
Anything else you
want to
do?
Yeah, and then I'm gonna fucking
dagger
his ass again.
Dude, punch him in his dick. Also,
magic Merlin punch.
You have missiles?
I can deflect them. Oh, I was like,
who the hell has missiles?
I do.
Someone pulls out a small. I got this.
Actually,
no, they pull out that big square, but I forgot what it was called. The
Cade Walls.
Got
the
name Sam Turret.
Oh, damn.
You guys can beat them until like 2 sessions.
Yeah, I'm going to use I'm gonna use a key point, by the way, too.
Okay. So it's gonna be
a keyblade?
Bonus?
Kingdom Hearts?
Two bonus actions, so I'm gonna use that. Fury of Blows.
Fury of Blows. Go ahead.
Okay.
So the first one hits, so you're gonna double the dice damage. So that's gonna be 4 plus your dex. That is 3.
3.
So
5. 4. 4 plus 5, so 9. Shit.
Right? 4 plus
Wait,
3.
3. 4 plus
7.
7. Fuck. I'm thinking of Red's fucking...
You should have gone with 9, Noah.
That's gonna be... Okay.
And
so
then...
go ahead and roll to hit the second one. 5
Ooh.
Plus your dex.
So, 3, 8 plus the...
Proficiency. Do you have, are you proficient with fists?
I should be, yeah.
Okay.
2.
So yeah, you have your proficiency to it. So that's 8, 9, 10. 10? Like, just as you're about to land the second strike, like... He kind of turns to his side, and you just hit the padded leather.
Oh.
And it just, like... It
breaks
your wrist.
It shatters your
hand.
Hand.
Like, hey,
let
go.
All right. It's now the thug's turns.
Oh, God.
So, the one that you just abused is going to attempt to hit you, because you just... you did the most damage to him, so yeah. So, that's going to be... Yeah. Well... He's gonna hit you once and attempt to hit you.
Okay. What the fuck?
So it's gonna be 12.
That's a little on the homosexual side, if you ask me.
That hits.
Okay. Fuck. That's gonna be 5 damage?
I thought you were falling out of that
thing
chair.
You
Miss Smith?
Yeah.
Okay. Daniel, the second one. It's gonna be a 10. 14?
Yeah, that hits. Oh, yours is 10.
Dude, mine was on 10. I was hoping he was gonna get a
I get like a 3.
So he's gonna hit you for 4 damage.
Alright, that's fine.
So after getting pummeled by Rue, he pulls out his mace and he's just like, ah! He fucking hits you in the shoulder, then comes back and hits Daniel in the ribs.
He's treating you like two redheaded stepchildren, just dunk, 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 dunk.
Actually, he should have had advantage because he's 5 feet with his buddy. That's why he hits you anyways.
I was gonna say, oh my god.
He should have had advantage. Then the other guy, as his action, he's gonna attempt to get out of the grapple hold.
He's like this. He does like.
Can I? You're is there any way?
He tries to struggle.
Ethan's
too strong.
Is there any way I can work on my character's intelligence? Like have him sit in the library for like 6 sessions.
I mean, there's also magical objects.
Can I just do that while I'm gone? And if y'all don't do a one shot, y'all call me up. It's like I sit in the library and read books.
But there are magical items that can increase your core stats in general. Also, like whenever you get to level 4, like your ability, whenever you get to level 4, you can put 2 into one of your 6 stats, or 1 in 2 of them.
Okay.
So you can put 2
in. I get 2 attribute points.
If I were you, I would put 2 in either strength or dex, where you can get a higher AC.
Let's finish this.
Yeah, we have 9 minutes. Okay. Because I don't want to have to make a new recording just for the rest of the fight.
Excuse me. Vladim, your turn. Get off your fucking phone.
Alright.
So, wait for you to finish monologuing.
Yep.
Monotone.
Going to continue.
Just wait for you to quit mammogramming.
Mammogram.
Yes, red, cut him down.
Natural 20.
He just got murked.
He goes
double the dice damage. So that means you. Okay, so
1d6.
1d6.
Dude, get a 6, please. Get a 6, dude. Knocked
4, 8, plus your dex.
5, 13, plus proficiency.
That's
on the roll. Roll the d6 again because the hunter's mark. So,
that's already 13.
What are you at right now?
13.
13? So go ahead and roll it.
Oh my god.
2. So that's 15 damage. Holy fuck.
This man's more like dead.
Which one is he hitting?
The one I marked.
Number 3. Yeah. The one that's in his lock.
That's the one that's grappled to. You would have had advantage.
Dude, cut him in half.
Doesn't even matter.
Cut him in half.
Dude,
cut him in half.
Fuck.
Agent's holding his top pair.
I'm holding his top pair and his legs chop. I'm off.
So, you see him get grappled and you're like, it's all coming, the plan. You just like, shh.
Now he uses his sword.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how he gets cut in half. He got cut in half by a single arrow. How big are those damn arrows?
You start filleting him with your fucking short sword.
He's like, he goes,
yeah, what was that thing from John Wick, the 10 slashes or whatever he does?
Yeah, 10 slashes for 10 rounds.
Okay.
Oh, so yeah, that's sorry, Rhett.
Please, where are you?
So is he dead?
No.
How the?
Very weak.
Hopefully.
Remember, I'm holding him. He's in half?
Damn.
Is he not dead?
Was he not?
I think I mean he's really
Oh, I thought he meant he was cut in half.
That was his first time being dead.
I thought he meant he was cut in half. I'm like, how the hell?
He just got filleted by the short sword.
Alright, we got 7 minutes, boys.
It's still gonna do 1d8 of cold damage.
Okay.
I thought you meant he got cut in half.
I think
I mean
Freya Frost.
Ray Frost?
Dark Maul?
Is that your cantrip as well from the tome?
No clue.
Honestly. Yeah, it's a cantrip.
Yeah, okay. Because I wrote your third level ability.
Because I didn't remember. I imagine these here are his
spells.
Spells.
Here, yeah. Let me see your character sheet and I'll tell you what.
Here you go.
Both sheets.
Oh my god. I'm fixing my pockets.
These are all your spells right here.
Yeah.
And then that's it continued. And then you have Pact of the Tome, which gives you 3 cantrips from this book. And it's Prayer of the Dying, Thorn Whip, and Ray of Frost. So this is a cantrip.
Okay.
So 60-foot range spell attack, 1d8 cold damage.
What the fuck are you doing?
Hey, Noah.
Okay.
You want some black?
Hey, dude, that was really cold. Don't do
you'll
that.
Have, you'll have disadvantage.
No, you want some black
right
force, Pam?
Dude, if I grab you,
it would just...
Hold on. Let me look at the other one for a second.
My hands are so frosty, dude. Like,
get impaled by my own pain. My shorts are like...
coldness.
Okay. I guess when I grab
you know what? I'll just run up on the bottom and circle
them.
So
go. Okay. I got
This is the one that you've been doing damage to.
Yes.
The one that you broke.
And I'll... 16.
That's a nat 20.
That is not a nat 20. But that one hits.
16. It's, where is it?
Sickle.
Two. No. Hold on, give me a minute. 1d4.
It's a d4?
And to me. I can't read.
And it's gonna be plus your strength.
And I'm the one with 8 intelligence.
What is your strength?
2.
So it's a plus 2? Okay.
Oh, I thought he meant strength is in just 2 on my
part. That's not bad. I did one less than last time.
Okay.
Is he dead yet?
No.
What the hell?
Oh, my God.
He's getting close, though. You see him, like, sluggishly. Oh,
that one.
I just
want to
straight up take my hammer and just
one hit off. What, dude?
He's only half. He wasn't damaged at all.
Okay.
I took half his
health. So you come out with your sickle, and you just kind of, like, on his arm, and he's just like, ah. So next,
I'm like,
Naga.
I'm still holding him, right?
Yeah, you're still holding
him. I'm gonna take him on a one-way kick. I'm giving him a one-way ticket to Suplex City. I'm picking him up and fucking.
That's gonna be a.
That's an app. That'd be it. Would that be an athletics or strength check? Because I got him right here, and I'm wanting to like
that's
Suplex.
That's gonna be acrobatics.
Acrobatics.
I was about to say that has to be. All
right, I got a +1 in acrobatics.
Okay. Oh hell no! He's gonna drop.
I got a +1, guys.
It's not a minus 6 or anything, so. 7!
7?
8? I pick him up and drop him.
So, you're trying to pick him up, but he's too heavy. Just
so, you got him in this hole, and you're like, I'm gonna suplex this fucker. And you kind
of.
You try to lift him up, but he's heavy, and you're like,
never mind. You try to, like, hop up, and you go through with it, but both of you are gonna take a d4 damage.
I don't give a shit.
Okay.
I'm at max. Well, that's what that's how a suplex rolls.
You take 2 damage.
You shouldn't take much. Like, as
that's
much
all
damage.
Good. I'm at 32.
Okay. So
how much
damage
is
he taking?
Roll it. Oh please.
All right, one more.
That's a 3. Either way.
That's 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
I took his ass to Suplex City.
Okay. So now you guys are both prone.
Okay. Shit.
You let go of him though. Like you taking damage. Like you falling back and you're just like, oh fuck.
Grab my hammer and try and just. Dump. Bitch.
So, yeah.
All right, 3 minutes.
Drew, your turn.
Okay, well, I'm just going to attack the guy that I...
All we got to do is kill this last guy.
Where's two dice, babies?
There's two.
Babies.
I eat babies.
You're gonna get the one that you've been...
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to get that.
The one we've been attacking this entire time.
What?
Damn it, dude. I thought all we had was one guy.
It's 8. It's 12. This is 8. 2, 3, 5. 5-8?
Dude,
nice. We've been doing 5 this entire time.
You hit
time.
Him with a quarter staff, he's just like, ugh.
You gave me a boo-boo.
He's like really panting.
Okay. Is he close to death?
I'm gonna use a bonus action. Hit him again.
I'm Mortal Kombat, this man. Just...
I don't roll.
Y'all see that video I sent you guys in Todd Squad? This guy was getting into a fight, and he got ducked in Mortal Kombat, punched him down the guitar, and started singing.
No, Mortal Kombat his skull off his head.
I'm gonna kill him, like, with this last hit.
Yeah, I'm just gonna fucking force palm his
face.
Dude, just go. He's like, you force palm his face, and he's just like, oh! And he falls.
Dude, his nose goes into his breath, because, you know,
Session 5, episode 2 right there.